The first week in April, a conductorless string ensemble is going to take North Central Iowa by storm, playing four concerts in 4 days. I'm Jacqueline Hallbloom, and this is the Iowa Arts Showcase. The New York-based group called Shattered Glass Ensemble has 15 members that will be coming to Iowa, and we're fortunate to have their founder, executive director, and bassist speaking with us today, Max Jacob. And thanks, Max, for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
6 years ago, you brought this group of friends together to form the Shattered Glass Group. So tell us briefly how your group has evolved.
Yeah, so we met at Manhattan School of Music primarily. We're all students of, or former students of Manhattan School of Music at Juilliard in New York City. And we took it upon ourselves as students to form this democratically run ensemble that is musician-maintained, musician-owned, and musician-operated. And in 6 years, we've managed to accomplish quite a bit. We've played at Carnegie Hall 3 times. This will be our 4th tour, I believe, out to the Midwest, including one other run out, along with many other tours. We just released our first album featuring a lot of music that has never been recorded before. And so the group has really evolved quite a bit over the course of 6 years, a lot quicker than I think any of us ever expected it to.
Well, congratulations, because that is quite an accomplishment. And one thing that you have done is you don't have a conductor, and then you sort of take turns with different roles. Tell us briefly about that.
Yeah, that's definitely an integral part of the group. The idea is kind of a string quartet on steroids, is what we like to call it. All the democracy and control and equality of a string quartet, but just with the robustness of a string orchestra. So the changing of roles allows for a few things. Number one, it allows us to be very equal in leadership. Everybody gets a turn up front, everybody gets a turn in back, and kind of promotes the idea that both of those positions are extremely important. And then at other times, maybe we have a performer who's particularly interested in Shostakovich. So maybe they'll sit principal for Shostakovich, and maybe somebody else has Beethoven as their forte. So they'll come forward and sit forward for that. And then the idea of not having a conductor, we think it's a few things. Number one, it makes the performance much more visually engaging. People that come to the concert will get to see the fact that it's been described before as it looks like we're dancing on stage while we're playing. We're not actually dancing, but the act of having to cue each other without a conductor up there makes it much more visually engaging. And for us, makes it a much more fun way to engage with the music.
So you have a very wide repertoire. You don't just stick with what we would say are standard classics. You have branched out and done many other different types of music.
Yeah, we're nothing if not open-minded, I think. So first of all, I would mention briefly that all of our programming is done democratically. In a large orchestra, normally you'd have the conductor and or the administration choosing the music that you're going to play. We do a voting system with the entire ensemble, and everybody has a voice in that. So naturally, that's going to make our programming more eclectic, because 15 people coming together with different interests and artistic opinions naturally does that. But in the past, we've collaborated with hip-hop artists and pop artists and things like that. You know, somebody comes to us with a project, or we go to other people with a funky idea, and we'll always consider every idea. We're not really closed off to anything. I think at our core, we're a classical music ensemble, but why stop there?
On Wednesday, April 4th, Shattered Glass is going to perform at the Northwest College in Orange City. On Thursday, April 5th, Shattered Glass will appear at the North Iowa Area Community College in Mason City. On Friday, April 6th, the ensemble will head to Ames to perform at the Iowa State University Center. And on Saturday night, Shattered Glass will perform at the Spencer Community Center in Spencer, Iowa. And you guys are really going to have a workout when you're in Iowa. So tell us about the music you've selected to perform at these venues.
So we bookended our program with Shostakovich pieces. We're opening with the Shostakovich Octet and closing with our own arrangement of the Shostakovich String Quartet No. 3, which we've done for full string orchestra. Shostakovich is one of my personal favorite composers. His music is visceral. It runs the emotional gamut. It's angry, it's happy, it's intense. There's lots of moments that feel like dances, and there's a lot of hidden meaning in his music. It's extremely deep music, even if sometimes it doesn't always appear to be on first listen. If you dig in and look into his life, those pieces are absolutely masterpieces and extremely difficult for the strings. So we start with the octet, and then we move to Philip Glass's Company, which is an adaptation of one of his many string quartets for string orchestra. Philip Glass, for those that don't know, is kind of the iconic minimalist composer. So this music will have a lot, to cleanse the palate from the octet. It's a lot simpler, very groove-based music. It's right in Shatterglass's wheelhouse. And this piece reminds people a lot of movie scores, kind of, even though it's never been in a movie, which segues nicely into our next piece, which is a suite from Bernard Herrmann's score to Alfred Hitchcock's movie Psycho. Psycho is, of course, an incredible movie. It's a very scary movie, but it's amazing. And so we're taking selections from the original score of Psycho. These are the original notes that were recorded for Alfred Hitchcock's film. This score is interesting. If anybody doesn't know the theme or the knife scene in Psycho, if they Google it, I'm sure they would recognize it instantly. We're really excited to play this piece because we've never done it before. And as we've begun to work on it, really feels nice to try and to be a movie with our string orchestra. So then following an intermission, we have a work by Caroline Shaw entitled Entr'acte. This is on our premiere album. We did the premiere recording of this piece, actually. It had never been recorded before us. And Caroline Shaw is the youngest Pulitzer Prize-winning composer. We feel as an ensemble that it's very important to begin to promote female composers and people of color and composers and bring them to the forefront because it's really not done enough. So this piece is done by a wonderful female composer. And this piece is a crowd pleaser. We have yet to do a program where this hasn't been the favorite piece on the program of most of the audience. So anyone can check out our album before, but I would urge people to just check it out, the show, and almost guaranteed to be your favorite. And then, as I mentioned at the beginning, we close with the Shostakovich Quartet, which is just a warhorse of a piece. It's the most lengthy on the program. It has the most depth to it. And we had originally conceived of this program ending on a very lighthearted note, but as long as we're going to come out there and, as you mentioned, make the grand tour of Iowa, we wanted to really make sure that we were doing our due diligence by going as deep as we can with the music. So that quartet definitely does that.
And you're going to have a different mix of players with each one of these performances as well.
So the first piece, the octet, will be just be eight players, as mentioned. All the other pieces are for full string orchestra, the full numbers of 15. Anything that's a quartet, for instance, the Shostakovich or the Glass, have been adapted to be for full string orchestra. So we'll start with eight players and then move to 15 for the rest and rotating who's sitting principal for each piece.
Well, a great, interesting mix of 20th and 21st century music. So it's going to be a great concert. Now, is there anything that you'd like to add, Max?
As I mentioned, this is not our first time coming out to Iowa, but this is our first time to many of these locations. Iowa is one of our favorite places to go to. We keep coming back for a reason. The audiences are so warm and they're receptive and they're open-minded. And so we're really looking forward to coming to these new communities in Iowa and continuing to build there and meet new people. So we can't wait to see everyone at the show. And please stick around after the show to meet us. We want to meet you guys. We're not just there to fly in and fly out. We want to say hi. So, I'm just excited to explore these new communities in Iowa, having been there so many times.
And so what's it like to have 15 of your best friends going on concert tour with you and playing with these people all the time?
If I could be a little personal for a moment, actually, April 5th is my birthday. And this is the second time that we're going to be touring to Iowa on my birthday. And it's the greatest. It's absolutely, I'm sorry for being selfish and not representing everyone else in the group, but it's the greatest. We watch movies in the van and, we explore the local communities. We'll find some local bar and have a drink with some beer we've never heard of before. And it's a blast. We have a great time. I have the greatest job in the world, I think. And I think most of my colleagues would agree.
Well, it does sound like a lot of fun, particularly that last part you were talking about. For tickets, you can go to the Shattered Glass Ensemble website. That's shattered-glass.org. And each concert is listed separately with a separate link for each concert area where you can buy a ticket to that concert. And thanks for today's interview goes to IPR's Chris Fenton and Barney Sherman, plus a big thanks to the founder, executive director, and bassist, Max Jacobs, for joining us today. And thank you so much. And we look forward to your upcoming shows in North Central Iowa. And thank you for taking time today.
Thank you so much. I look forward to them as well.